This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, October 31st, brought to you by the Soybean Checkoff. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. U.S. Department of Agriculture planning to test raw bulk milk nationally for the H5N1 bird flu virus because of a growing number of cases during the past month in California dairy herds and the finding of a different strain of highly pathogenic avian influenza on a small Oregon farm that infected at least one pig. Ag Secretary Vilsack told reporters today at the World Food Prize Borlaug Dialogue about USDA's plans to expand the testing of milk across the country. Vilsack said a strain of highly pathogenic avian influenza virus found on the Oregon farm is different from the H5N1 strain that has swept through dairy herds this year. Vilsack said USDA will begin broader bulk testing of vats or silos at milk processors in November for states such as California that now have the virus. Since the outbreak began in dairy herds in March, there have been 404 herds hit by the virus in 14 states. California accounts for half of those infected birds. 13 World Food Prize laureates, including 2024 honoree Jeffrey Houghton, issued a statement yesterday calling global hunger the biggest issue being overlooked in the U.S. elections. A depressed global economy from COVID-19 pandemic caused global inflation and high interest rates that push many low-income countries into high debt. In some cases, low-income countries are currently spending more on debt service than on health and education. We are stuck that the U.S. elections have included almost no discussion of world hunger. The world's people in chronic hunger increased from 581 million in 2019 to 733 million in 2023, growing from 7.5 to 9.1% of the global population. From the World Food Prize today, Jake Zajacowski reports Central American agriculture leaders advocating for sustained farm labor partnerships and positive immigration policies in the United States.
Less than a week away from the U.S. election, foreign agricultural leaders are weighing in on America's most pressing issues, workforce and immigration. Farmers across labor-intensive sectors have expressed concerns over potential shifts in immigration policy under a second Donald Trump term. Central American leaders see farm labor as a continued partnership essential to both economies. Laura Suasso, Secretary of Agriculture and Livestock of Honduras, acknowledges that illegal immigration poses challenges to workforce partnerships between North and Central America.
It seems like we need a kind of general agreement around all the countries, not only the United States, that help us in our partnerships become a little more better economically. We will be able to hold people.
For many farm workers, U.S. employment opportunities means improved livelihoods.
There is a lack of employment opportunities. And on the other hand, the wages, the money that they get is going to be very low at home.
According to the U.S. Department of Labor, about half of all agricultural workers lack legal immigration status. For farm labor in the United States, 63% of agricultural workers were born in Mexico, 30% were born in the United States or Puerto Rico, and 5% hail from Central American countries. For AgriPulse, I'm Jacob Zukowski.
Farm returns declined in September. The prices received index 2011 base reported at 120.8, down 5.6% from August and 0.9% from last year. Crop production index at 99 was down 1.1%. Livestock index at 146.3 was down 7.5%. Today's drive time is brought to you by the Soybean Checkoff. Wanted to take a moment and talk to soybean farmers. Nearly 500,000 of you are in the U.S. growing over 4 billion bushels of soybeans a year. And the Soy Checkoff is working hard to grow demand. Innovating, testing, and showcasing new uses in new industries such as firefighting foam, tires, straws, shoes, or 1,000 other products. To learn more, visit unitedsoybean.org. And keep on growing. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.